أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال يا قوم أرأيتم إن كنت على بينة من ربي وآتاني رحمة من عنده فعميت عليكم أنلزمكموها وأنتم لها كارهون. يا قوم لا أسألكم عليه مالا إن أجري إلا على الله وما أنا بطارد الذين آمنوا إنهم ملاقو ربهم ولكني أراكم قوما تجهلون. ويا قوم من ينصرني من الله إن طردتهم أفلا تذكرون. صدق الله العظيم. These are آيات number 28, 29 and 30 of Surah Hud. The ayat that had begun yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about Sayyidina Hud alayhi salat, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam and his mission and the observations that were perverted of his people, and they speaking to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam in terms that was inappropriate. Nonetheless, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam now replies to his people, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala relates and narrates the reply of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam. Qala ya qawm, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wa salam said to his people, O my people, ara'aytum, inform me, in kuntu ala bayyinatin min rabbi, if I am on a clear way, a clear sign from my Rabb. What is this clear sign that Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam is speaking about? He obviously understood and realized that his people are such that the one objection they had with regards to him was that he is the same like them, and the people following him are the lower communities or the lower section of the community, and hence they will not believe in Allah or accept Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam. So Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam is speaking about this bayyina. This bayyina means that revelation from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah has appointed me as a Nabi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is guiding me towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. You cannot see all of this. The second aspect is وَآتَانِي رَحْمَةً مِّنْ عِنْدِي, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has granted me a great rahmah, a great mercy. This is that mercy of Allah insofar as nubuwwat is concerned. This is that mercy of Allah insofar as that siratul mustaqim is concerned, that path towards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That is that great mercy. However, فَعُمِّيَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ, you have been blinded to this. Allah Ta'ala has closed your eyes because of your arrogance. You are saying things that you do not understand and do not realize. I am inviting you towards Allah. You have shut your doors, you have shut your heart, and now your eyes have been closed to this beautiful bayyina and this beautiful rahmah of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now, what would have been another option? The other option was, you are not believing, but then possibly I should have forced you towards it. أَنُلْزِمُكُمُوهَا وَأَنْتُمْ لَهَا كَارِهُونَ. Should I compel you? Should I really force you into all of this whilst you dislike this hidayat, you dislike the guidance? And again, we just apply all of this to our minds. We apply this into our lives, that here is a beautiful Qur'an that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has given us. Allah has given us our Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a beautiful way of life. May Allah never shut our eyes and our hearts and our doors to all of this. Hence, wa ya qawm, he can continues and he says, O my people, la as'alukum alayhi mala. You people are infatuated, you people are impressed with the wealth of this world. I have come here, but I have never asked you for any wealth whatsoever. I have been commissioned by Allah as a Nabi, and I am doing this only for the sake of Allah, that I invite you. I have become vulnerable to all your abuses, and we know that they abused Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam to that extent that they would beat him up And when Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would become unconscious, then they will wrap Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam in something, and then they will take his body thinking he had died, and they will throw it back into his house. Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam would remain unconscious in that state for a long while. And then when he would get up from that unconsciousness, what would he say? Allahumma ighfir li qawmi fa innahum la ya'lamun. Oh Allah, forgive my people, for certainly they do not know. So it is, I'm not doing all of this for wealth of this world. I'm doing this because Allah has given me this responsibility, and this is my commitment to Allah. This is my ikhlas and my sincerity for the sake of Allah. In ajriya illa ala Allah. My ajr is upon no one else but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, the one request that they had made, or rather the demand they had made to Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, is remove all these debasing people that are impoverished, people who do not have any standing in community. Move them away from you so that we may come to you and we will then decide. So he speaks about that aspect. وَمَا أَنَا بِطَارِدِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. And I am not one that will ward away, push away those that have brought iman. It is not your social standing, it is not your financial standings that you have, but it is about amanu, those who brought iman. When you bring iman, then of course you will sit by me and I will teach you this deen of Allah, and then I will hold your hand and I will take you towards Allah Rabbul Izzat. This issue is not about the material pursuits and the material gains of a person, but rather it is all about the heart. It is all about iman that Allah Ta'ala bestows upon a person. Innahum mulaqu rabbihim. Obviously, they are going to meet Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And if I push them away because of you on the basis of material and worldly segregations, then obviously I will also be answerable to Allah, because they are going to complain to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Walakinni araakum qawman tajhaloon. But I see you, O my people, you are a community that have become ignorant. Wa ya qawm. And O my people, man yansuruni min Allah. Who will help me against the azab of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? In taradtuhum. If I drive them away and I ward them away, there will be no one for me. Afala tadhakkaroon. Do you not ponder? And in this way Allah Ta'ala in detail narrates and relates this conversation that Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam had with these people, to show us that simple lesson. Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam had come. They had one mission, inviting towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They didn't move away from that, whatever the difficulties were. And the important aspect is they bore all of that with a great deal of patience and a great deal of tolerance, all because and for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.